Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. If you're new here, here's a little bit more about your hosts. My brother and I have built a community of over 10 million followers, worked with more than 50 brands, and have driven over a million users to some amazing companies. We've had the privilege to partner with YC, Mindvalley, True Classic, and more awesome companies. I'm your host, Streaker Kara, and you're listening to Growth Strategies for VC-backed Startups. All right, so in this episode, I'm going to be doing something a little bit different. I'm actually going to go the opposite route and tell you how it's been building a business on my end. So I know a lot of these episodes are giving you guys specific advice in terms of how you can grow your business through content. But today I'm going to be talking about how we've actually grown our own business. And for those of you who are not familiar, I run a business called Trendify, where we help companies with their own creative processes. And so I'm going to be diving into how we actually systemized all the processes in our business and how we built something that runs by itself and continues to grow. So obviously it's not fully running by itself, but we have enough systems to where we can bring on pretty much anyone to handle some of these parts of the business, and it should be able to run pretty smoothly. Okay, so let's talk about it. A lot of creating a business is chaos. And for those of you who have a business or have built one, know that. There's tons of things that you have to figure out, some most of which you have never been told before, never been taught in school. And you kind of just left to scramble and piece things together as you go. It's kind of like you're jumping out of an airplane and you don't really have a parachute, but you have the parts of it and you're kind of assembling it on the way down as you're trying not to die at the very bottom, for lack of better words. So anyways, let's talk about how we've systemized this chaos and what the lessons are that you guys can potentially learn from this, and also just a little bit more about our business so that you guys can take away some things. Okay, so when we first started this business around 2021, it was me and my brother. So my brother, who's about 4 years younger than me, co-founded this with me. We actually got into it because we were super interested in content since we were young kids. And when I say young kids, I was recording YouTube videos since I was in fourth grade. So I think I was like 9 years old at the time. And I recorded my first YouTube video ever. It was with my crappy webcam. I pulled up my dad's laptop and I went on YouTube, as I usually do, and I didn't know how to actually record content. I think this was fourth or fifth grade, sometime around then. But I saw that you could actually upload a video. So I clicked the button that allows you to upload a video, and then it pulled up the webcam because I could record directly from there. And it was super funny because I was just laughing the whole time. I've never done something like this before. I was new to cameras too, in fact, and just putting myself out there was so funny to me that I was just laughing and recording. And I didn't actually post it, if I remember correctly. I actually kind of forgot whether I posted it or not, but it was the moment that I'd fell in love with the camera. And a few years after that, me and Sai, my brother, started recording content everywhere. We were doing skits, we were doing scenarios, all types of funny videos, kind of like you saw with Just Rain, what he was doing back in the past. And it didn't really get anywhere, but we loved content so much that we knew that we wanted to make a career out of it. And so over time, I stumbled upon TikTok, and that was in 2019 when I was in college at Berkeley. I was dared by a friend to create a TikTok and make it go viral because she had already gone viral. And so I started trying to create TikToks. Nothing went well, and then over a period of a few weeks, I finally had one video that got over 11 million views around essay hacks. And that was my first time ever getting hooked to the platform. From there, started creating a ton more content, told Sai that he has to start creating TikToks now, convinced him to do it. We both built millions and millions of followers. We actually grew over four different accounts, two of which got banned. And I don't even know why they got banned. They were just constantly getting banned because people were reporting us because we were doing part two story videos, which I guess people didn't really like and they wanted to see the whole video in one. Anyways, we still have two of our accounts up, one with 5 million followers and another one with over a million followers. And as we were doing so, I started posting on YouTube shorts and grew that to over 100,000 subscribers as well. And from there, I was just so fascinated with what made content do well. And every single day, I was just trying to think about how can I iterate? How can I make this content better? What are the things I can do to improve it? And how can I actually blow up? Because it took me well over a year or two to actually even grow on YouTube Shorts. And it was a constant cycle of iteration. Anyways, I tell you all this because one, it's going to take time for you to build great content. That's a given principle. It's not going to be an overnight thing. It's going to take time. But two, it really helped us, and I kind of want to show you what our story was and how we even built this company before we started doing what we do. So that was the foundation, and from there, we had a few companies reach out to us. I went to a startup house to give a talk, and they were really fascinated, and they wanted to learn more about how we could help them. And so I accidentally stumbled across this product market fit and started consulting with these companies. And from there, I was like, wow, we can actually create a business out of this. Me and my brother were really into the idea. We loved business from a young age as well. and we established BuiltGen, which was our initial consulting marketing company. And from there, yeah, we just basically stumbled for a long period of time. We were trying to systemize things. We had no idea what to do. In fact, most of the first 2 years were actually not systemization at all. It was just chaos. And we thought that we had a business, but we were really just two guys just going super hustle mode, trying to help everybody that we could. And finally, as of last year, we spent a long, long time really systemizing the business. And what did that mean? Well, we went back through every single role in our business, from marketing to sales to customer service to fulfillment and pretty much anything under the business. And we thought about how could we actually create a system that operates really well within each of the functions of our business. And that meant getting the right people on board. It meant having the right SOPs detailed for every role in full length. And this took a really long time because we had no idea what to even build. And again, coming back to the principle of building a business, it's a lot of figuring it out as you go. And so it took us some time to build from chaos because we had nothing. We had to go to something. It broke down and then we had to rebuild it into systemization. And so finally, as of 2024, we've built great systems all across the business that can handle capacity and be able to actually help the companies we work with in a very succinct and a very detailed manner. And so one of the biggest principles that I have learned from building this business is that when you're trying to build a great business, you're going to fail. You're going to have times where you're not knowing what you're doing. You're going to have times where you're kind of just pushing through, having no clue what's on the other side. There's going to be times where you fail, where ultimately you're just going to be pushed down to the ground, just like we did. We had a time in 2023 where we thought we had a growing business, but it was just, again, me and Sai hustling really, really hard, making money. And then the next month after that, everything went down the hill because we had no business and no systems. And when one of the clients dropped, that was a huge hit in our revenue. And so what I wanted to really talk about was the struggle and how it does take time to build a great business. And we are still learning, we're still building, but we're seeing a lot of good traction now because we've noticed that because we have great systems, because we have good people, and because we have an actual process around how we deliver results, now we're getting leads and we're getting referrals from awesome companies that we talk to. And so if you're, whether you're building a marketing company or whether you have a business that's looking to partner with a marketing company, just know that not everyone has it figured out. And in fact, most people are still learning along the way, but you definitely want to figure out how you can figure it out. That's the most important thing, because as you're trying, as you're getting better over a period of time, you will succeed and you will be able to, whether it's building your own product or service or whether it's partnering with someone else who has a great product or service, everything will align if you just play the long game and you really focus on delivering value. And so that's really what I want to leave you guys with, which is my business journey, how we started this company, Trendify, what it's about, and really just overall why we even do what we do and why we have this podcast. Because me and Sai are extremely passionate about content. We want to push out content. This podcast is a form of content for us. I love just sitting here and speaking. But it's also a lot more than that. It's about helping businesses with their own content, because we know that there's so many businesses out there who need help with content and they have no idea what to do. And so I wanted to create this platform with Sai to show them how to do the things right and what they should be doing. And so if this was helpful for you guys, be sure to check out our other episodes, which are definitely a lot more tactical for building a business, specifically using content. But again, this episode was just kind of our journey, our story, what we've learned along the way and where we plan on being as well. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you guys in the next one.